Hello, Mavs fans, and welcome to another episode of Mavs Content Crazy. I am your host, David C., as always. Hey there, Mavs fans, and welcome to another episode of Mavs Content Crazy. I'm your host, David C., as always, and in today's episode, the Mavericks take down the Brooklyn Nets 96-94 for the second time in the last 2 weeks, and is this defense starting to figure itself out? So, Mavs fans, this was a very tight game, and which seems to be the way of all Maverick games so far this season. The Mavericks have been in the most clutch situations in the NBA and have a 6-3 record overall after these games. And let's not forget, even with the losses that the Mavericks have, they were games that the Mavericks could have won with the final shot of each of those games. So, to me, this is actually getting pretty impressive when you think about what this Maverick team has done so far this season. While integrating new players, while working out new defensive schemes, while working out who fits where, on what rotation, on what lineup, this Maverick team has found a way to still win. As now at 6-3, they are just one win away from second place in the Western Conference, as there are three teams above them that each have a 7-3 record. So the Mavericks are right there, Mavs fans. For all the complaints early in the season, for all the losses that we had early on, starting off with a 2-2 record, to now be sitting at 6-3 is impressive when you look at the overall scope of things and the way Jason Kidd has brought this team together. I know early on it's easy to question what's going on when the team isn't just winning right away, but this Maverick team is finding itself. It is finding what they are going to be and how they're going to run. The only thing that is not a question on this Maverick team is who is the number one guy, and that is Luka Doncic. As we all know, Luka is just starting off in a historic way so far this season. Luka now scoring 30 points plus points again in another game, now securing the second spot on the list behind Wilt Chamberlain. And that's something that I think Luka could actually break that record of 23 games of 30 points scored in each of the first 23 games of the season. I think Luka can do it. I think he will do it when you look at the way this team is currently constructed. We depend on his scoring for us to win these games. And finally, he didn't play 40 minutes in a game. Luka played 38 minutes in this one, had 36 points, 6 rebounds, and 6 assists, going 11 of 22 from the field and 5 of 9 from the 3-point line, going 9 of 12 from the free throw line with 1 block and 2 steals. Just filling up the stat sheet. That's pretty much what Luka has been doing early in this season, and he definitely did it again in this one, leading the Mavericks to this victory over the Nets. Luka is just absolutely amazing, and we are lucky as a fan base to have him here in Dallas watching him do the things that he is doing so far this season, because he is going to break more records. He is going to continue to set new career highs and just be better every game this season, because what have we known about Luka so far this year? That he is scoring at a historic rate while not shooting a 3-point ball all that well. And tonight he finally broke through and had a good 3-point shooting night and shot 50% from the field overall. So what more could you ask from Luka Doncic in this one? Everyone likes to look at the negatives when we have a loss, but when you look at just what Luka does for this team, it is amazing, and his defense has stepped up as well. Everyone likes to knock on Luka's defense, and in some of the losses that we had early in the season, people were trying to say, well, it's because he doesn't play any sort of defense, and he's just the offensive powerhouse. Well, nothing could be further from the truth if you have actually been watching these games so far this season. Luka is not just a defensive liability. He goes out there, he gets steals, he gets blocks, He puts himself in front of players. A matter of fact, there was a play in this game, late in the game, where Luka played very good defense, moved his feet, kept himself in front of the defender, I mean of the offensive player, and it was still called a foul on Luka. And that, to me, is a knock on the referee saying, well, Luka just doesn't play good defense, and so that had to have been a foul. Well, that wasn't true. Luka moved his feet. He stayed with that offensive player and played great defense on that play late in this game, but they called the foul on Luka anyway. It's one of those things where he just still has that stigma as a player who doesn't play good defense, so he's going to get fouls like that called against him. But Luka leading the way in this one, not just offensively, but on the defensive side as well. It's great to see, exciting to see what this Maverick team is evolving to right in front of us, because we are seeing the evolution of the defense of this team. Don't doubt it. We have seen very good defensive play in these last few games. The only problem is the Mavericks seem to keep blowing leads, which happened again in this game as the Mavericks blew another 14-point lead to let it come down to the crunch time late in this game, as they actually had a 14-point lead in the fourth quarter and just let it slip away. That is the only concerning part. Not just the defense as a whole. It's just a matter of us not scoring when we need to late in games, because teams are going to make runs. NBA teams are very talented, and when you look across the league, there isn't a single team that can't go out and put up points at any given moment during the course of a game. They can score if you're not going to play very good defense, and if you're not going to play very good defense, then you have to score on the other end, which the Mavericks have trouble doing late in games, and something that does need to get worked out. Obviously, it's not killing us right now as we are 6-3, but as the season goes on, you want to be able to hold leads when you have big leads in games. You want to be able to keep Luka on the bench sometimes and give him a little bit of extra rest through the course of the season when you have a big lead on a team, and we need to be able to keep those leads and give our guys a little bit of extra rest. But again, this also comes back to the fact that we're not getting overall performances from the starting lineup. This one was where a game where it wasn't Spencer Dinwiddie who had a particularly good game to help Luka out, but it was Dorian Finney-Smith, who finally had a pretty good game in this season. I think Dorian has probably been the one player who has struggled the most. We've seen Reggie Bullock hit a few threes early in this season, but Dorian Finney-Smith has really struggled from the three-point line and just from the field overall so far to start this season. But he is playing great defense. He does always, and for anyone who wonders why he's always out there, he does always defend the best offensive player on the other side of the court. He is our best defender, our best one-on-one defender, even though that still can be up for a little debate with Reggie Bullock, because Reggie's up there as well. But Dorian is a player who does go out and give his all on the defensive end. But we kind of expected a little bit of a jump on the offensive end this year, considering the way he finished last season, shooting extremely well while playing good defense. Well, this year that shot hasn't been there, and he has struggled. But Dorian finally was able to get himself going in this game. In 35 minutes, Dorian had 18 points, 3 rebounds, and 1 assist, going 5 of 9 from the field, 2 of 5 from the 3-point line, and 6 of 6 from the free throw line. He did throw in one steal as well, but Dorian is a guy who we're going to need later in this season to play the type of defense that he does and shoot the way he did in this game. It was good to see it. Again, going only 2 of 5 from 3, not, you know, eye-popping, but it still is what we need from him as a player on this team. Defense and three-point shots when they are open. And he did hit some in the fourth quarter when it mattered. And he did make some attempts to drive to the rim, which we're not really used to seeing from Dorian in games. Let's be honest, Dorian isn't a driving guy. He is not someone who's going to just dunk over a lot of people. Unfortunately, his arms are not the longest, so he does have a lot of trouble when it comes to going against guys in the paint. But it was good to see just a good breakout performance from him so far early in this season, and show to himself that he still can score the ball. He still can shoot the ball while playing the defense that he does. Now, Spencer Dinwiddie, obviously, we know is the second guy on this Maverick team right now. Christian Wood is a great contributor off the bench, and he helps the Mavericks in a big way. But in the starting lineup, replacing the minutes at the guard position is Spencer Dinwiddie, and he is someone that we're going to need to, you know, always be there and be that second guy for the Mavericks, although he did struggle in this game. And I think he's kind of in his own head a little bit right now, early in this season when it comes to driving the ball. He's trying to figure out his role, whether he should just be an assist guy or a scorer. I think for Spencer, he is always going to be a scorer first and then build off of that. And I think that's where he's kind of struggling early in this season. As in this game, he had 2 points, 6 rebounds, and 5 assists. Only 1 of 8 from the field and 0 of 3 from the three-point line. Now, as I say that, he hasn't struggled every game this season. There have been a lot of good games from Spencer Dinwiddie. He's averaging, I believe, after this game, around 15 points a game. So Spencer's still having a great start to this season, but there will be times when he struggles because he's trying to figure out his identity in the offense. But I think he's going to be just fine as we move forward. He will get a lot of those shots to start falling as he drives to the rim. And sometimes he is getting fouled and he's just not getting the benefit of the doubt. Now, obviously, he didn't help himself with the rant that he had talking about Tony Brothers after that game the other day. But that's neither here nor there. The Mavericks have developed in a lot of eyes of the referee as just into complainers and a team that just makes a lot of complaints out there. So hopefully the Mavericks can get over that a little bit, and the referees can get over the talking that Dinwiddie does and Luka does. And even at this point, Christian Wood likes to talk to the referees a lot as well. So this is hopefully something, an identity that won't stick with the Mavericks all season, but that remains to be seen. But Spencer will improve. Obviously, just a down game for him on this one. Reggie Bullock, I didn't even notice he did start in this game, to be honest, because he was invisible out there in this game. And sometimes that can be a good thing when you're playing really good defense. You don't want to be noticed out there because you're just doing your job and doing it well. But Reggie Bullock just really was invisible for the wrong reasons out there tonight. In 22 minutes, Reggie had 1 rebound and 1 assist, going 0-5 from the field, 0-3 from the three-point line, but he did have 2 steals. So Reggie playing good defense, but as I said before, him and Dorian Finney-Smith are struggling shooting the ball, especially from the three-point line early in the season. That will work itself out. That will get better as the season goes on, and this team will be better for it. I do like the creativity on the defensive end when you're seeing some of the switching and some of the matchups that we have going on out there, and the ability that we have to switch when we go to our bench, because obviously, we're struggling at one position again this season, and there was a position that we didn't anticipate struggling from with the additions that we added, and that is the center spot, because McGee, who was our starting center in this game, only played 3 minutes. I'm not sure what is happening there. I have no idea if Kidd is just totally unsatisfied with everything that McGee does, because for him to only play 3 minutes in this game is kind of mind-blowing. Now, don't get me wrong. The Brooklyn Nets don't really have a big center of their own, so maybe that had something to do with it. It was just a matchup thing where McGee is just a little too big to be running up and down the court with the quickness of the Brooklyn team that they had. Because Claxton is a pretty agile and athletic big, maybe McGee is just having trouble running up and down the court. I don't know. It to me, it's just kind of weird that we continue to start McGee, but now we're playing him less minutes than we did Powell last season, when Powell was the starter just sparingly, where he would only play about, you know, 8 to 11 minutes in a game, and that would be it. Well, I mean, McGee is averaging probably around 6 minutes a game right now, and that is not what we expected when we brought in JaVale McGee. I know I personally expected more from him. I expected him to be just that rolling big man in the paint who could grab rebounds and defend, but we're just not seeing it so far early in this season, and it's really affecting the starting lineup to the point where now we're seeing more production from other guys off the bench at that center role. And it's really helping the Mavericks in a big, big way. And we'll get into those bench guys and the contributions that they've been giving coming up next after the break. So, Mavs fans, this is getting interesting when you're looking at the evolution of some of the Maverick players on this current roster right now. There's one player in particular we got to talk about when we're talking about the bench right now, and it's a player who I didn't think I would be talking about early in the season, and really has improved his game to an extent that most Maverick fans are just flabbergasted at what he's doing right now, and that is Josh Green. Josh Green is having one heck of a start to the season for the Mavericks, and I didn't see it coming. After watching how he played last year in the playoffs for us, he was just a person that we looked at as unable to shoot the three-point ball, had really good energy, but didn't know how to reel it in and focus it. But he seems to have really done that this season so far in this early part of the year. He is just a ball of energy coming in off the bench, giving you everything that you need from defense to hustle to rebounding and now three-point shot making. As this was said numerous times on the broadcast, it's been said all over the place. And it's funny because people kind of laugh at it because it is a small sample, but that sample doesn't need to be huge. It just needs to be effective when we're talking about Josh Green, because he's not going to play a whole lot of minutes every game. Although in this game, he did play 27 minutes, and in that time had 16 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 assists, going 5 of 5 from the field, 2 of 2 from the 3-point line, and 4 of 4 from the free throw line. That is a great stat line for a player that we didn't expect this from. Obviously, we know what happened in the draft. I was one of the people who was just did not understand why we drafted him when there were so many other good players available in the draft and so many other players that have made impacts on their team coming out of that draft. But Josh Green this year has really stepped it up. And in this game against Brooklyn, he gave you everything we needed because he played astounding defense late in this game. He hit timely shots. He was just the effort guy and energy guy that we need out there at times in order for us to secure a victory. And it's really getting to the point where Josh Green is a player who can really help us. He is a player that can be a huge contributor for the Mavericks and maybe someone we can lean on a bit more as this season goes on and in the playoffs to make bigger contributions to help this Maverick team win. Because when I look at our bench, with Green now playing the way that he is, we should have the best bench in the NBA. When you look at Christian Wood, when you look at Tim Hardaway Jr., who I want to touch on here in just a second, when you look at Maxi Kleba, we're talking about players who were all basically starters last season who are now all bench guys and guys that can really help this Maverick team. And there's one other player other than Josh Green that I have to talk about that ever since he started playing more minutes has really made a difference for this Maverick team. And again, someone who I did not think I would be talking about early in this season is Dwight Powell. Dwight Powell is just playing extremely good for the Mavericks. Now, don't get me wrong. He's not scoring the basketball because that's not what he does. We're not used to seeing him score unless it's a lob from Luka, but he's just playing with energy and effort. And Dwight Powell is really impressing me so far early in this season. Powell played 23 minutes in this game, had 2 points, but 8 rebounds with 1 block and 1 steal. And again, it's a lot of what Powell does doesn't always show up on the stat sheet. He's an energy guy. He is a guy who's always going to get his face in there. I mean, get his hand in there. Because Dwight Powell just always, every game has to get hit in the face at least one time. But he's always getting in the mix and he's always putting in the effort and helping this Maverick team. Again, I was one of the people and I'm still of the opinion that if we're ever going to be something good, that Powell just needs to be a spare minutes guy. But if in those spare minutes, he can come in and give the kind of effort that he's been giving in these early last 3 games right now, it can really help this Maverick team. I think he is someone that can give us spare minutes to help us out in a big, big way. And so far, he has been a big help off the bench these last few games to help the Mavericks get some of these wins. So Dwight Powell and Josh Green are the energy guys, the guys that come in and just hustle and just fly around out there on the court and give us everything that we don't have in the starting lineup, because we're not going to see Spencer Dinwiddie play the way Josh Green does. We're not going to see Dorian or Reggie flying around the court trying to play the way that Josh Green does. We're not going to see JaVale McGee playing with the type of efficiency that Powell is playing with right now. So between those two guys, it is impressive to see. It is impressive to see what they are doing right now. Now, we are back to Maxi Kleba basically being the ifto facto center at this point. Maxi played 29 minutes in this game, had 5 points, 5 rebounds, and 1 assist off the bench, going 2 of 3 from the field and 1 of 1 from the 3-point line. So this is basically what happened last year. Maxey comes in off the bench but plays more minutes than any other big on the court and is our starting center. He just doesn't start out there. So Maxey doing what he does, picking up where he left off last season, and the rotations are starting to get worked out a little bit. Now, obviously, the defensive end still needs to be tied together a bit better at the end of games, but we're starting to see the rotations be what they were last season. And at times, with the addition of Christian Wood, we can go to him now just to get us a basket to keep us afloat when teams are making runs, as Wood in this game played 21 minutes, had 6 points, 6 rebounds, and 1 assist, going 3 of 9 from the field and 0 of 1 from the 3-point line, along with 1 steal. Christian Wood is obviously someone we're hoping and anticipating to be a big part of this Maverick team, and I still think he will be. I still think he's going to be a huge contributor for this Maverick team off the bench. Again, the problem with him and why people don't seem to see this when you're watching the games is he is a defensive liability. He is struggling on the defensive side of the floor. He gets lost in schemes. You see him with his hands on his head trying to figure out where he belongs on the defense, and that's something that can only get better with time. He is someone who does have the ability to play a good defense because of his length, because of his size, and makes things difficult for people in the paint, but he just gets lost when we're talking about team defense and the zone and things like that, and that's where he's struggling right now. And that's why he doesn't see crunch time minutes, because we need our best defensive lineup out there at the end of games to help pull these wins over to the finish line. And Wood just doesn't give you that defense that he possibly could at this point in the season. I think he will be in the closing lineup as the season goes on, once he figures everything out, once Kidd trusts him a bit more on the defensive side to be the anchor in the middle. I think we're going to see the closing lineup change a little bit, and Wood will be out there at the center spot in place of McGee or Powell, or even at this point, you could have Maxey and McGee out there playing stout defense and giving you rebounds from the center position late in games in order to get some of these wins. Because we've seen that last year where the rebounds always killed us late in games, so we weren't always able to secure the victory. I believe Wood will be that, and it's just going to take a little time. But for those who wonder why he doesn't play late in games, it is just purely because of defense. He cannot stay with players, and he's just too lost in the schemes right now for the Dallas Mavericks. Now, one other player that did come in off the bench was Tim Hardaway Jr., and it looked like he was finally having a good game for the Mavericks. He was finally having a good shooting night. He was finally being efficient for the Mavericks. And wouldn't you know it, it looked like he injured himself out there when he slipped on the court and basically did the splits. It didn't look very comfortable. There could be a pulled muscle or something like that, probably, that took place. I'm not 100% sure. But in Tim Hardaway's 14 minutes out there, he had 11 points, 1 rebound, and 1 assist, going 4 of 8 from the field and 2 of 4 from the 3-point line. Those are the shooting lines we would love to see from Tim Hardaway Jr. this season as a 50% shooter from all aspects, from three, from the field. He is someone that has the ability to really help this Maverick, as I said, to be a big scoring punch off the bench. He was showing signs of that in this game, but unfortunately did get hurt. Hopefully it's not something serious and he can come back and help this Maverick team win. But this Maverick team finally dominated in pretty much every aspect of the game in order to get this win over the Brooklyn Nets. The Mavericks shot 44% from the field, 43% from three, 83% from the free throw line, and had 41 rebounds to Brooklyn's 34. That is a very good night. The only downside being the turnovers, where the Mavericks did have 22 turnovers in this game, and a lot of them late in the game that really could have cost us. So it was good to see us still get this win, but it was pretty ugly at the end, where we should have been able to get this victory a little bit easier than what we did. But hey, a win is a win. The Mavericks now sit at 6-3 and look forward to the next one. This is a great start to the season, Mavs fans. So let's be excited for our Mavs. Let's rally behind our team and get ready for the next one. So that's going to be it for today's episode, Mavs fans. I hope you enjoyed what you heard. If you did, make sure you hit that subscribe button, like, follow, and share with your friends. And I hope you listen in next time, Mavs fans. Thanks a lot.